This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Across the Community Radio Network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia, and it's that time of the year again where we start talking Korean Film Festival. Very exciting. Coffee is back, and we are joined by Cultural and Media Relations Manager at Korean Cultural Office, the man to go to for K-Culture in Australia. It's David Park. How are you going?
Hey, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, look, David, this is the third year we have been covering the Korean Film Festival now for something that was only staged, I guess, in Sydney not so long ago. You know, you're really reaching further this year into other states. Which Aussie states are getting themselves a run this year?
In our fifth year, we're expanding to six major cities in Australia. So we'll be in Sydney, Canberra, Brisbane, Perth. Then we're going to take a trip down to good old Melbourne and finishing our leg of the tour in Adelaide.
I was trying to remember. Perth and Adelaide are new this year, is that right? Or were they part of the lineup last year?
Perth and Adelaide and Canberra are new additions.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You've definitely branched out this year.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all the way to Perth. So we'll be covering the west side of Australia this year.
That's awesome. Now, the Sydney and Canberra leg of the festival just kicked off. How was the opening night and what movie did you choose to screen at both?
The opening film is the same for all cities. So we've chosen the film Cold Eyes, which is a crime thriller, which was top 10 box office last year. And it's just a great film, which just shows how much Korean film has evolved to be able to tackle the high technicality and sophistication required to pull off such cinematic feats. So we were really excited to introduce that film for our opening. And opening night went really well. The audience really loved the film. We're good to go.
I was going to say you sound awfully tired, which is expected, but then I remembered that I was texting you at midnight and 6 a.m, which might have had something to do with it.
No, it's always great to receive, texts from a good old friend.
Oh, thanks for that. How on earth did you actually open two locations on the same night?
The Canberra Embassy. So our embassy of the Republic of Korea stationed in Canberra were to be thanked for that. They helped us run the Canberra leg of the festival while we were here in Sydney, and we opened in the George Street Event Cinemas.
Always a very supportive venue for our festivals like this, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good to have friends in high places, David. Okay, next, of course, the festival is heading to Bris, Vegas, Perth, Melbourne and Adelaide. Now, we know that the same movie will be screening for the opening. Is it much the same lineup for each of those next cities?
Yeah, so we've got 19 films this year, all of them spanning from various genres, and we've actually placed a little focus on stars that we may be able to recognize from the K-pop scene. We're really excited about that.
Very smart.
And a lot of your listeners would be really interested in checking out those films.
All right, well, let's have a look at this year's theme, Some Like It Spicy. Should we be expecting to work up a sweat while we're in the cinema?
A few of the films, yes. Definitely raunchy, definitely spicy this year. It's a sentiment of the Korean cinema. I really believe that our cinemas, the films that Korea produces is very spicy. It's very, it's got its own unique taste and feel. And I just thought spicy was a great word to describe the sort of content that's continually coming out of Hollywood.
So I thought you might have been swapping now popcorn for some rice cake, and that's why it was going to get sweaty.
Or maybe kimchi.
Yes, that could work. Kimchi flavored popcorn. That sounds fantastic. All right, David, tell us what's in store for those that like a good comedy.
I guess you could enjoy the family flick Miss Granny, or the directorial debut of a famous actor in Korea. His name is Ha Jong-woo. He's just directed a film called Fasten Your Seatbelt.
Awesome.
It follows a famous Korean celebrity who happens to be on a plane which is about to crash, and it's just got a lot of witty dialogue, wacky characters. It should be a really good feed for your comedy interest.
Okay, how about action?
I'd recommend The Suspect. It really follows in suit with fans of the Bourne series.
Cool.
If anybody is an action buff, The Suspect is something I'd really like to recommend.
I think I'll be sitting there right at the front for that one. And what's your pick for this year's romantic flick?
Romantic flick. We've got a few rom-coms, but one to represent the rom-com genre this year is Very Ordinary Couple. It follows a story of a couple who've recently gone through a breakup and decide to go back again. And the premise is, will they be able to stay together? But it's very honest. It's very brutal, and anybody who's been through a serious relationship would be able to really identify themselves with this book.
You'd be the romantic kind, wouldn't you, David?
I hope so, but that's up to the ladies to decide.
I've heard otherwise. Nah, just kidding. jokes. All right, who wins the award for this year's most outrageous film?
Outrageous film. I really think Cold Eyes would be something that would really give some perspective onto how much the Korean film scene is. Other than that, I'd recommend Hot Young Blood. The title is a little excessive, but it's actually it's a nice rom-com set in the 80s of Korea. It will give you a really nice introduction into how our culture was shaped to how it is now.
Life before the wave.
Right before the wave, exactly.
All right, aside from the movies, what other cultural events run alongside the film festival this year?
We've partnered with our good friends called Nongshim. You may recognize them for their famous prawn crackers and onion snacks. But we'll be handing out a few of those for our patrons this year as they walk in, so that they can enjoy a Korean film along with a Korean snack to complete the experience. We're also going to be setting up a pretty cool raffle event, which is a surprise raffle event for some of our screenings. We'll be handing out films and DVDs from our previous years. It should be a really nice thing for our patrons to take back home.
Sounds awesome. Well, it sounds like there's plenty on offer for everyone in every city, and I think Melbourne's especially lucky because they're going to get a chance to check out K-Wave one weekend, and then a few days later you're going to be there for the Korean Film Festival.
Exactly, and a little bird tells me that I may be there for the K-Wave Festival also.
Well, we've got the fan groups calling for David Park, so we can only hope.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hashtag David come to Melbourne.
Perfect.
David, thank you so much. How do we find out more information on Coffia?
More information is available on www.coffia.com. That's KOFFIA.com.au.
Thanks, David.
No worries. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.